Proverbs 19:3 says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." Once we understand the inherent foolishness of man based in man's inherent sinful nature, as we discussed in the previous Proverb devotional, then it becomes much easier to observe and understand that every way man goes without God is perverted. In other words, as we see this present generation going into the sins of Sodom at rates 5 to 10 times higher than any previous generation of Americans, it might shock us unless we observe two things that the first half of our proverb tells us. Number one, man's way is perverted. And number two, this stems from man's foolishness that he is born with. Even as believers in Jesus Christ, we fight a constant battle to bring our own foolish thoughts and desires into conformity to the will of God. The Apostle Paul expressed this very clearly in Romans chapter 7, and we don't have time to read the entire chapter, obviously, but he wrote these divinely inspired observations in verses 14 and 15, where we read, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I." That describes this internal battle between the inherent foolishness found in man and the wisdom of God. A few verses later, Paul expands on this, and he says this in verses 17 through 19. "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." That's true about us on an individual level, and I would hope that every genuine Christian listening to this devotional is fully aware of our need to think upon God's Word daily and submit ourselves to God's truth and wisdom while choosing to ignore our natural foolish tendencies and thoughts. But it's also important to understand this in terms of society and culture. It's sad to see so few Christians standing apart from our foolish, perverted culture in these last days, and it's because few Christians are being taught the basic, simple truths that we're discussing here. When most professing Christians see someone smiling and using the words love and compassion and diversity, they don't have the sense to know that Satan uses those words too. And Satan's children use them with Satan's perverted definitions built into them as they use them. One clear example is when I saw signs going up in yards just back a few years ago, when the whole gay marriage and Black Lives Matter and all that was at its peak. And I saw them all over the liberal suburb where our church building is located, and they said things like, "Love is love." And those words were in support of the sodomite marriage that was then passed by the Supreme Court and forced on everyone. And the signs were complete with images of same-sex silhouettes of men with men and women with women, with rainbow-colored symbols and wedding bands. So I got my own custom sign made, and it said, "Lust is not love." The first sign I put out in my yard was destroyed, by the way. So much love. But that's exactly what we're talking about here. The foolishness of man perverteth his way. Man's ways are perverted. Man's sinful nature, if it's not brought into subjection to God's Word, will pervert his way to the point he causes the disgusting sexual relations between same-sex fornicators to be called love, and then bring them together and call it marriage. And I challenge you to give it some thought and to take note of the perversion of God's standards when left to man's foolishness in your life, but also in light of culture around us.